before baseball shut down due to the coronavirus pandemic. The right-hander ended up having Tommy John surgery on June the 8th after he resumed his throwing program and his elbow did not improve. Standard recovery for the surgery is 1 year.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame, National Hockey League Hall of Fame. Two former Blackhawks, Marian Hossa, Doug Wilson, voted into the Hall of Fame. Bears training camp will start a little later this year. The NFL Network reports the NFL and the Players Union agreed to a July 28th reporting date, limiting the amount of practice time leading up to the 2020 season. Chicago reported July 25th last year in Bourbon A. The team announced earlier this year that they will be holding training camp now exclusively at Hallis Hall for the foreseeable future, abandoning Bourbon A. Bye, Bourbon A. Olivet Nazarene is where they were.
Toodaloo.
Jabari Parker of the Sacramento Kings is self-isolating in Chicago after testing positive for COVID-19. The Windy City native said he is recovering and feeling well and looking forward to joining his teammates in Orlando for resumption of the NBA season. Parker has appeared in one game with the Kings after being traded to Sacramento in February by the Atlanta Hawks. The Simeon High School graduate averaged 15 points in 32 games with the Hawks this season. And the Kings' Jabari Parker and Alex Len and the Pacers' Malcolm Brogdon all say they do have coronavirus. And as I just said, Jabari Parker is self-isolating. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott says he's feeling good after dealing with the coronavirus. He said on Twitch.
Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
It's out there.
Twitch.
Yep.
That he has a cough and shortness of breath. It just lasted a few days after being diagnosed after a week and a half ago. Elliott says he's concerned about safety when camps open next month. And that's a look at Talk 101 Sports.
All right. Thanks, Doug. We take a quick break. Your five-day forecast and Mike King up next on Talk 101.
It's time for a look at what's happening about town on Talk 101 FM, brought to you by Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Community Pharmacy, where it's friends helping friends.
Here's a look at what's happening about town. The City of Decatur, in partnership with Advanced Disposal, has set its 2020 citywide cleanup dates. Cleanups will be held on Thursday, September 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 24th from 8 a.m. to noon. Residents will be allowed to dispose of large items for no charge. Items must be placed in roll-off bins located within the parking lot. Face coverings will be required as per CDC guidelines. Social distancing will also be required. Residents will have to unload their own items as there will not be any assistance when placing items into the roll-offs. Items such as old furniture, mattresses, household items can be disposed of during this cleanup. Limited amounts of tires from residents will be accepted. No electronics, appliances, paint, or yard waste will be allowed. Proof of City of Decatur residency is required. All events will be held in the Decatur Civic Center parking lot at 1 Gary K. Anderson Plaza. The City of Decatur citywide cleanups are part of the city's initiative designed to reinvigorate and improve neighborhoods. For more information, contact Lacey Elzey at 424-2797. And that's a look at what's happening about town.
Hello, this is Wayne Kent of First Christian Church Decatur. Our community is facing one of its greatest challenges in decades. We are also facing one of our greatest moments of opportunity, an irony. The irony of coming together while in isolation. So, this Sunday at 8 p.m., 7 Cromwell radio stations. That's 105.1 Jack FM, 93.1 The Party, 98.1 Grizz FM, 93.5 and 106.3 The Game, 100.9 Talk 101, 106.7 The Fox, and Magic 95.5. All 7 stations will broadcast a 3-minute prayer lifting up our community. So here's what you should do. 8 p.m. on Sunday, get in your car, drive. Drive all the way to the end of your driveway, tune into your radio station, switch on your flashing hazard lights, and join me in prayer. Ask your neighbors to participate in their cars with their lights flashing also, and let's watch to see us all come together. We will seek God. We will join together, lifting our community in prayer this Sunday, 8 p.m., 3 minutes, all together as one community.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
6:13, Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. Right now, time for a look at your five-day forecast. It's brought to you by Waits Dry Cleaners with four great area locations to serve you. Make certain you take your fine clothes, garments, comforters, and fall coats into Waits Dry Cleaners now. Get ahead of the fall rush. Waits Dry Cleaners in Decatur. Sunny skies today. We should see a high of 85. Friday, slight chance of thunderstorms, then mostly sunny skies and a high of 91. Saturday, thunderstorms likely, high of 86. Sunday, thunderstorms likely, high of 87. And on Monday, thunderstorms and a high of 89.
Right now in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. Taylorville also 61. Shelbyville, that's not right. Well, we don't have a temperature for Shelbyville. Sullivan, 63, Clinton, 61, and Sunset, 828 this evening. We'll get you Shelbyville temperature in the next hour. Right now, the WAND-TV weather radar for the Talk 101 listening area shows no rain anywhere in our listening area, Scott, and no rain anywhere in the state of Illinois this morning.
We head to the phones where we say good morning to Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, most importantly, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
You dead?
Not too good food yesterday, but I listened to that Mike King guy, and I think I'm going to be okay.
Okay.
And good morning, guys. It wasn't anything I fixed him, I promise.
Good, Liz. That's good to hear.
I'm not poisoning him. I want to make that publicly clear. It wasn't me.
Liz, I would understand if it was, but thank God it wasn't.
Yeah. How's this life insurance?
What I did was I took oregano, which is basically, you know, antibacterial, pathogen, parasite, and viral. That always helps. Anytime I get, like, feeling funny after the buffet, which we don't go to anymore, but anytime I feel like I've gotten a touch of food poisoning, which is usually E. coli, but it can even be a virus, I usually take oregano, and that helps a lot. I also took kind of a unique product. It's a what we call, it's a fluorophage, it's a bacteriophage or phage, and it actually will kill the bacteria, and it's really unique how it works, but I took a product called fluorophage and oregano, and I didn't end up throwing up, had a little stomach upset, but that doesn't help me, so anyway, I'm not feeling the greatest today, but I'm sure I'll bounce back really quick, but at least I didn't get really, really sick. So anyway, that might help some of the listeners out there next time they get they've got food poisoning. Obviously, if you really are, if you go to the, you know, emergency room if you're really bad, but as a preventative, oregano and fluorophage is and we also have some other products too that are absolutely awesome for that.
Mike, do you have any events coming up this weekend?
Let Liz talk.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, you tried to poison him, didn't you?
No, I swear I did not. I did not try to poison him. I'm very clear. I did not.
Okay, good.
No, we do not have any events coming up. And then next weekend as well, being the 4th of July weekend, we will actually be closed on Saturday in honor of Independence Day, so we will not have anything going on. Chef and I were looking at the calendar, and he's thinking the first or second Monday in August will be the next outdoor event. And so watch our Facebook page and website and calendar of events for anything upcoming. But right now, we don't have anything specific booked.
Good. All right. Are you still taking reservations for Christmas and that kind of, all the way out there?
We are, yes. We still are planning our Christmas high tea. I don't have the sheet in front of me.
That's fine.
Check out our Facebook page, Merryman Herbs, and our website, www.merryman.com. Go to our happenings calendar page, and we'll have all the details. Yeah, you can sign up for our Christmas high tea in December.
That is awesome. Okay. Good to hear from you, Liz.
Thank you. It's so nice to be back.
Well, it's good to hear.
Yeah, she really did try to kill me. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah. No, she'd have taken care of you, I'm sure, if she was going.
Yeah.
To.
Oh, yeah.
There would have been no evidence.
Mike, we were going to talk a little bit about cancer and curcumin today.
Yeah, you know, I went to that big conference in Arizona, that big training, and got to listen to one of the internationally known leading oncology scientific researchers, Dr. Ajay Goyal. He's at the New Hope Clinic. Prior to that, he was at Baylor. I'm not going to list out all his titles and everything because it's like a whole page long. This guy is really awesome. He's very involved with, cancer, and even he's very familiar with all the chemotherapy drugs and some of the major cancer centers, not just here in the United States, but across the world. And he is a really big proponent of the curcumin. Now, curcumin is not really turmeric. Turmeric is the root. I think we're used to like curry dishes and things like that. And I think a lot of people are really familiar now with curcumin. That is the pigment extract. That's the portion of the turmeric root that has the bioflavonoids, that has all of the antioxidants and anti-cancer, all the phenomenal compounds. I think at one time I was told there's about 152 different major compounds in curcumin. Obviously, turmeric, the turmeric root is basically impossible or very, very difficult to really absorb and get much use out of it. I've heard and been told anywhere between 3 to maybe 7 roots a day would be equivalent to like one of the new pills that are properly formulated. A lot of the studies are done on specific formulation called BCM95, which right now is one of the most bioavailable. They're still trying to enhance the turmeric. There's one now that's that we just come out with too that's really bioavailable. But that's the biggest problem with the turmeric is it just is hard to absorb. Curcumin is where all of the basic medicinal properties are, so they extract that out to get rid of the fiber and all the other stuff, but even that is hard to absorb. So now they're enhancing it with, like, basically in layman's terms, fats, and now there's even a new one that has like a glucose, a simple sugar molecule with it, liposomal fat embodiment there. So there's a lot of really new things coming out, but the BCM95, the curcumin, still is one of the best, most heavily studied. And that was one of the things that I was looking at too. I don't know if everybody is aware of the fact, but there's remember, let's dump Scott and Doug. How many studies are there on curcumin? Do you guys know?
There is 1,016 studies.
Okay.
1,015.
Would you believe there's over 14,000 studies? Actually, as of January, there was 14,365 studies.
Wow.
On curcumin. Not turmeric, but curcumin.
Pretty amazing.
I think, yeah, 24,000 or 28,000 studies on turmeric, and that would include the curcumin. There's actually studies with curcumin in cancer. How many do you think there are with those?
None.
Okay. Scott?
I'm going to say 7.
5,240.
Way more than I thought.
Yeah.
It was, in fact, it was 5,000 more than I thought.
How many clinical trials, double-blind, placebo-controlled human studies?
You know, Mike, give us some ranges at least. Give us a chance, a fighting chance.
It's more than one, less than a million.
I'll say 500,000.
Yeah, there's 77 human studies with double-blind, you know, what we call the gold standard. And those have all shown that curcumin is absolutely phenomenal in helping to prevent and reverse basically every type of cancer. There's over 300 of the single-blind, non-placebo-controlled trials. So, you know, basic initial trials, there's over 300. But now there's 77 human studies, and I think there's about 7 or 8 in the works right now. They are actually at the New Hope Clinic. They're doing a lot of human studies on the curcumin and preventing specific types of cancer. We know it's good for almost virtually every type of cancer. The human clinical trials with other medications or in comparison to other medications, we're talking chemotherapeutic drugs, there's over 25. I would like to say, and I don't think most people know, talk to your oncologist, but most of the time curcumin, and there's over 20, like I just said, there's over 25 studies with a specific like 5-FU or there's all kinds of different chemotherapeutic drugs, but so far all of the studies have shown that curcumin enhances the effect of in fighting cancer when it is combined with your chemotherapeutic drug. Some oncologists, some of the better oncologists, are incorporating this now. They're aware of it because, you know, who wouldn't want to double your chances or you know, have a 100 or, you know, a major increase in survival by just adding curcumin to your regimen. So there's over 2,400 animal studies with curcumin and cancer. And it, again, basically, to keep it simple, curcumin is effective against every kind of cancer. It is unbelievable.
I have been taking curcumin now for 3 weeks. I can tell you that I take 2 pills a day, and I can tell you that since we've last talked, the 2 major lesions on my hand are about a third smaller than what they were when we last talked.
Oh, that, wow. That is awesome. And again, you know, that's just one of those things that, you know, it's an anecdotal report, which means it's, you know, a true to the source report. It's not a clinical study or, you know, double blind placebo. But I mean, I see this all the time. I deal with virtually thousands of people and probably more than that because I talk to the doctors and the scientists that are dealing with, you know, hundreds and thousands of people too. So it's really getting to be very well known that not only is this curcumin really good for inflammation in your joints and uplifting your mood and helping to prevent Alzheimer's, senile dementia, and good for your liver, your lungs, and your bowels. It's also a great cancer preventative or reducer. And again, in combination, I mean, I've got a bunch of studies right here in combination with certain of the chemotherapeutic drugs. There's really some amazing outcomes. I was just really amazed. There's another product too that's combined with our what we would call the Terry Naturally Curamin product, and that's the Boswellia, the frankincense. And there's a massive amount of studies and ongoing research with that in the prevention of inflammation and also cancer. So I mean, you've got some really great formulas now that are, and again, I don't know why, maybe that's why I'm on the radio. I don't know why people just don't realize this, but are aware of it. But I think this has been known for quite some time. It's still kind of a working hypothesis, you know, to be really scientifically correct on it. But in basically the dysregulation or the downplay of chronic inflammation, reducing inflammation, which is caused by, you know, lifestyle factors, stress, chronic disease, but and even cancer. But the thing is if you can downplay or reduce inflammation, that is going to reduce so many different diseases. We know chronic inflammation is that spark that ignites the disease. So we're talking about, you know, diabetes on into the pancreatitis, cancer, cardiovascular disease, you know, irritable bowel disease, renal, which is your kidney disease, arthritis, and even a lot of your autoimmune diseases are caused by this initial spark of inflammation. How do you control the inflammation? Well, one of the best things that we're finding out there are anti-inflammatories. The best and safest anti-inflammatory that I know of right now is the curcumin extract from the turmeric root, but you want to make sure you get a high-quality product that's bioavailable. People will come in and they'll tell me, well, yeah, I put some turmeric spice in my coffee and I feel a little better. And I'm like, yeah, well, you're putting your house fire out with a squirt gun. It's not going to hurt you, but you're really not going to get the results that you need. You really need to bring the fire department in, and there's some leading major brands that can do that. And one of the nicest, the best things that I really love about this is curcumin does not damage or hurt the normal healthy cells. When you get into the radiation, the chemotherapy, they have to kill the good cells along with the bad. Curcumin is actually good for you. And what better, you know, what better modality or method of healing can you find when you can take a product that doesn't kill you overall, but actually enhances your healthy cells and actually goes after the cancer cells and leaves your good cells alone? Now, another thing we always get stuck with, and again, the conventional medical treatment does not address the cancer stem cells or the Superman cells or those really hard to get cancer cells. We basically call them scientifically the cancer stem cells. Curcumin will actually go after those too and interfere with the way they operate, you know, causing the apoptosis or the death of that. So that, again, you've got a substance that enhances your healthy cells, goes after the cancer cells very aggressively, brings down that inflammation, and goes after those cancer stem cells, which chemotherapy and radiation can't touch. They don't touch that. That's why cancer always comes back if you live long enough. 10, 15, 20 years, it will come back because those cells are not killed. It's like the antibiotic, and we're familiar with what that does. And it's great, you know, when you're going to die from a severe bacterial infection, an antibiotic is wonderful. But the thing is it does not kill certain of the bacteria, and then you have things like, you know, these really bad, you know, MRSA and all, C. diff and all of these really hard to kill bacteria because the antibiotics didn't kill it. The same thing occurs with, you know, the conventional medical treatment because it does not go after those cancer stem cells. There is a substance. We know it's heavily studied. We just did the little quiz on that. But the thing is that the curcumin goes after the cancer stem cells, and it's being heavily studied. And
Mike,
I predict, oh, we're going to be out of time.
Predict quickly.
Yes.
I'm going to predict that probably within the next 10 years, there may be even some chemotherapeutic drugs derived from curcumin because it is that phenomenal.
That I wouldn't doubt. Mike, we've got to stop here and take a quick break for news.
All right.
We will have more coming up with Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm. He'll join us here in just a moment. All right, now, news is sour. It's brought to you by Sloan Implement and Assumption. Remember, if you're needing help for the yard, a new riding mower, a new push mower, maybe some trimmers or chainsaws, be sure to power up with Sloan's. Be sure to get down and check out Sloan Implement and Assumption just off Route 51 in Assumption, Illinois.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the Talk 101 newsroom. Indoor entertainment venues are set to reopen Friday. Businesses like movie theaters and bowling alleys have been closed in Illinois since March. However, a message posted to the Children's Museum of Illinois' Facebook page Wednesday afternoon brought some sad news. The message reads, due to current restrictions within Phase 4 of the Restore Illinois plan, the Children's Museum of Illinois will remain closed. The message does go on to say that they are currently working with state officials to determine their next steps and does go on to say they miss their guests and cannot wait to welcome them back. You can follow the Children's Museum of Illinois on Facebook and Instagram for further updates. Illinois U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth are advocating for a Juneteenth federal holiday. The senators are co-sponsoring the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act. The holiday commemorating the end of slavery in America would be observed on June 19th with a paid day off for federal workers on the nearest weekday. The celebration is already an official holiday in 46 states and Washington, D.C. And as more people may be apt to put on their own show at home, the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office is warning about the dangers of fireworks. Many communities have canceled their big fireworks displays, so there is some concern about backyard use, says Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Fultz. He says only novelty items like snappers, poppers, and sparklers are legal in the state. Fultz also says any other types of fireworks should only be used by those with a permit and the proper training. The permit process includes the local fire department inspecting the area where you plan to shoot off the fireworks. Fultz reminds that even sparklers can be very dangerous since they can burn at over 1,200 degrees. Find more news waiting for you at DecaturRadio.com. I'm Jeff Daly in the Talk 101 Newsroom.
The Sloan Implement Company has been a part of your community, selling and servicing John Deere equipment for 89 years. That's a commitment to generations of hard work that we're proud of here at Sloan Implement. At your Sloan Implement, we know you have an expansive piece of land where the work never stops. Now you can keep up with that workload with our affordable John Deere 3 Family Series tractors. With features like the iMatch Quick Hitch and PTO John Deere Quick Connect, no job is too tough. And right now, your Sloan Green Tag deal can save you huge dollars off. Get the hard-working John Deere 3033R with a 320R loader for just $28,390. With 0% for 84 months, that's just $270 per month. 0% for 84 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 7-6-2020. Visit Sloan Implement today or online at Sloans.com. At Sloan Implement, we're John Deere people too. Powered up with
Sloans. Friendly Bar is now open for breakfast every day at 5 a.m. and patio dining is now available. Friendly serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Carry out curbside and on the patio. Don't forget your packaged beer at rock bottom prices. Friendly Bar has wings on Wednesday, fish on Friday, and live entertainment on Friday nights. This week it's Lady Luck. Friendly Bar at 1935 South Taylorville Road in Decatur.
Lady Luck.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Broadcasting live from the Talk 101 Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care Studios in the heart of downtown Decatur. They want to remind you that when you pre-plan your funeral, you have everything prepaid so your family is also relieved of any financial burden. Visit leavememoriesnotdebt.com.
For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit mad.org.
Prairie Farms is local farmer-owned. Decatur has its very own Prairie Farms plant, which makes premium small-batch ice cream. Next time you're in the mood for a cool treat, buy local, buy Prairie Farms. And with 25 different flavors, you're sure to find one you'll love. Prairie Farms dairy products are made right here in Central Illinois on dairy farms. Milk, cheese, yogurt, and of course, ice cream. Head to prairiefarms.com for recipes, coupons, and videos. Committed to quality products since 1938, Prairie Farms. Local farmer-owned, makers of the world's best dairy products.
It's time for a look at your Talk 101 weather forecast. It's brought to you by South Shores Automotive. Stop by South Shores Auto Service at 1675 South Franklin Street in Decatur for all of your automotive needs or give them a call at 429-5870.
Hi, I'm WAND-TV meteorologist Anthony Peoples with a look at your Talk 101 weather forecast. It's going to be warm and humid across central Illinois today with an isolated shower possible this afternoon, a high of 85. A few showers and storms coming in late tonight toward daybreak on Friday, a low of 68. Hot and humid, breezy on Friday with a high of 91. Showers and storms coming in Friday evening, Friday night, and early Saturday could be strong to severe across the area. A breezy, hot, and humid weekend with off and on showers and storms. That's a look at your forecast from the Storm Center, WAND, and meteorologist Anthony Peoples.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Mike King from Merry Man Herb Farm joining us on the phones again. Mike, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, good to be here. Hey, my director just informed me I need to do my disclaimer.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. So So the proceeding and following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. So.
You got that done. So now where are we going next?
Well, I think everybody's a little bit stressed lately. And we've got a new product that came in. There's some tips on how to de-stress. One of the things you can do is eat well. So even foods such as dark chocolate, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and fish may help reduce stress and ease your anxiety. So I like the chocolate part. That's a good one. But you want to make sure you get a good quality chocolate. We just got a bunch of chocolate bars in, didn't we, Liz?
We did. We brought in some nice, natural, organic, grass-fed chocolate, and it's absolutely delicious. It's easily broken into individual squares. You don't necessarily want to eat the entire candy bar, even though you want to.
Aww, really?
But a few little squares will just kind of make you feel a little bit better.
Okay. Another thing you can do is exercise, because when you exercise, that releases endorphins, which are the feel-good hormone. But, you know, whether you're walking the dog. Now, my dog walks me. He's a big dog. In fact, he drags me down onto the ground sometimes, which isn't fun. But, you know, whether you're walking your dog or even going for a short walk, that releases those endorphins, and that can help trigger that positive feeling in your body and help to release all of this tension and stress. Another thing you can do is meditate and prayer. That, you know, that's really good. You know, try to, you know, not hold on to those negative thoughts and feelings. Also, I think number one, and it's hard for a lot of people to do, is to get a good night's sleep. Now, we have a lot of sleep aids and sleep products that are non-habit forming. So we have a lot of those. But for just trying to relax and get an ultimate calm, we've got this new product called Relaxia. And it's 100% drug-free. It's non-habit forming. It's fast-acting. It's vegetarian, and it doesn't have any artificial colors, flavorings, or preservatives in it. But it's got four components in it that I have seen through the years that are really beneficial. There's ashwagandha, which is an adaptogenic tonic herb, and that supports the body's ability to resist the effects of the everyday stress. So it kind of helps your body to adapt and level things out for you. There's the 5-HTP, which supports your serotonin. That also helps to enhance and uplift your mood. Then there's the L-theanine, which is a amino acid, and that really helps relaxation without any drowsiness. You know, you don't want to be taking something to relax if it's going to make you drowsy. And then, of course, good old lemon balm. I just love lemon balm, and that helps to basically restore your sense of calm and balance. And, again, it's a Relaxia. It's an ultimate calm. We also have Anxio Calm, which is a derivative of an echinacea, which is really a big seller. That helps a lot of people. And we have a lot of other products. I have one that I think kind of got a funny name called Sunny Mood, and that's a combination of adaptogenic tonic herbs and nutritional support in it, too. So everybody's a little bit different. So, you know, one thing may work really well for one person and maybe not do so much for somebody else. Again, you know, we can't prescribe or diagnose, but we're real good at you know, trying to find something that you think, and the label sometimes can really help, and we have literature, and we try to educate our customers so you can figure out maybe that perfect product for you. I know Life Seasons, one of our products, has a small 15-count trial size, which some of those, you know, are $5 to $10, so you don't have to spend a lot of money, and you can try a product for a week or two and see if it's effective and not have to invest in, you know, a big 30 or 60-count bottle. Now, obviously, if you get something that you like, and, of course, I love curcumin. I was just talking about it earlier. We have, like, a big 120-count bottle. A lot of our customers that use a lot of product, they want to buy the bigger bottle because, obviously, we discount that even more, and you can save even more money. So, again, if you find a product that you really like and you know you're going to be taking it every day or at least a few times a week and you want to economize, we'll be more than happy to help you see if we can find a larger size. So that's another thing that's really good. It's still majorly in the news. We're just starting to open up things. Again, we have a massive amount. People are asking a lot about all of this. We have a massive amount of products to help boost your immune system. We know vitamin D is essential. There's been a ton of studies. I've talked about this before. We have a good stock on our vitamin D. We are not in short supply at all, which is wonderful because we were there for a little bit. We never really ran out because we got other companies that could supply us. But again, I think the best brand out there for the money, the highest quality, the lowest cost, and I know you're going to like this, Scott, is the Now brand.
Yeah, it is a good brand.
It is. I mean, I know the owners personally. I've had dinner with them. They're my friends. I've been to their production facility. Neil Levin, who's in charge of the quality control lab, is a friend of mine. They are a wonderful company. They do a fantastic job. They set standards. They set quality control standards, not just nationally, but internationally. It's phenomenal what they do there. And they have a really good vitamin D. Most people like to take the 5,000 IU, or now it's 125 micrograms. It's been changed to create more consistency for medication dispensing to get more standardization. That was done through the FDA. But, yeah, we've gone from IUs to micrograms with the vitamin D. But 125 micrograms is generally what most people take, and it still says the 5,000 IUs. There's both measurements. You know, when we tried to go to the metric system, that never really worked real well. But anyway, vitamin D is very important. If you're not getting out in the sun, which still a lot of people can't, maybe, you know, you get sunburned easily, you can't get out in the sun. Vitamin D is one of those things. It's very inexpensive. For a little over $10, you can get like a 3-month supply. And I know the quality is going to be there. Vitamin D is generally vitamin D, but I know with the Now brand, it's going to be super quality. You're going to get what you need, and you're not going to have to spend hardly any money. Now, we also run a 25% off coupon, so you could come in and get the vitamin D, which I think is, I know it's a preferred member, which gives you up to 70%, around 17% off, but it's, a lot of times it'll be on sale, and then you can get the additional coupon and really save a lot of money. I had somebody come in the other day and say, you know, you guys are $2 cheaper on this flax oil than the big major discount store. And I'm like, yeah, because we've been in business for a long time. We have wholesale distributorship on a lot of things, and we have some of the best prices. People are always amazed. And we also run that 25% off coupon of equal, another supplement of equal or lesser value.
Mike, we got to jump in here. Yep. It is 6:46. Right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll have a final word with Mike King. It's up next. It's Herb Talk with Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm on Talk 101.
Why should you choose Jackson Ford in Decatur? At Jackson Ford, you'll find a solid selection of new vehicles for sale, as well as a carefully inspected lineup of pre-owned vehicles. Jackson also has a well-connected finance center ran by a qualified team of finance experts who can help you get the right loan or lease in a quick, easy, and transparent manner. Make them your go-to destination for buying a vehicle. Check out their website at jacksoncars.com and visit their showroom at 455 East Pershing Road in Decatur.
Huff Home Specialties, new windows and doors. Huff Home Specialties, new kitchens and bathrooms. Huff Home Specialties, everything you need for your next home remodeling or building project. Call 423-7571 today. Huff Home Specialties, who says you can't have it all?
Whether it's the COVID-19 pandemic or when the weather gets bad and you need to know whether or not your event is happening, check out our closings and cancellations page at DecaturRadio.com. Brought to you by State Farm Agent Leo Berger in Decatur. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Leo Berger in Decatur is there.
The best kept secret in town is the great food at 22nd Street Discount Liquors. 22nd is more than a liquor store. Come on back for Thursday night wings. On Friday night, 2 or 4-piece fried catfish dinner with spaghetti, coleslaw, and bread. Saturday afternoon is barbecue time. Everything served curbside at the drive-up window or under the big top. Check cashing, too, at 22nd Street Discount Liquors at 1325 North 22nd in Decatur. No, let the name fool you. 22nd has the best food in town.
They promise absolutely nothing every day but information, conversation, and smiles. Now, let's get back to Bus Boom and Wolf on Talk 101. And also live on the free download, free-to-use DecaturRadio.com app for your phone or tablet.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm in the studio. Well, not in the studio with us, but he is on the phone with us this morning. Mike?
Hey, guys. I got a report from one of the on the scientific studies they're doing on COVID and things that are helping to be effective and boost the immune system. And they're, one of the big things, and I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Cass Ingram, who's been doing a lot of research in the Chicago area with the doctors, universities, and the nurses. He's actually got some trial studies and so forth. But the oregano is showing great, great promise. They actually were spraying people's throats and nose, and that's where that corona incubates. And it was really shutting it down. Nobody that they had doing this procedure with the oregano had to be put on respirators. They had super outcomes. They had no deaths. They had better better recovery. Like I said, everybody survived. Nobody got put on a respirator. So there's some really interesting things happening with just, some of the older well-known remedies like oregano. Another one they've been doing a lot of studies on is andrographis, and that one has been showing, because of its immune support and the anti, what we call, cytokine storm, where your body just fills with fluid and tries to go crazy. Cytokine is an autoimmune type response or immune response to this virus. Well, it keeps that at bay, keeps it from going crazy. So andrographis is showing really good results. And of course, both of those products are in our Defense Max immune support product, which we've been selling a lot of, along with the vitamin D and a lot of other good things that I had custom made and private labeled for my customers. So far, I can tell you that all of my customers are doing very, very well. The ones that are, taking good care of themselves and trying to keep their immune system and their diet and their stress levels and all of that. Again, I think one of the best things that, you can do that we know of scientifically is vitamin D, and then maybe looking at working with your qualified healthcare practitioner, whatever you want to do. But some of the leading products are oregano and elderberry, andrographis, and then, the minerals, of course, are the leading ones are the selenium and the zinc. And obviously a good vitamin C as far as vitamins, but there's so many different things coming out. It's getting to be a little bit much, I think, though, because everybody's trying to claim, this herb or this product or this thing is the best. I'm really trying to look at the studies. Again, that the most heavily studied and the best results that I'm seeing right now, obviously vitamin D, elderberry, selenium and zinc, vitamin C, the oreganos, and the andrographis. There's some other ones out there that are decent too, but I don't want to get it too complicated.
Mike, in the time we've got left, and that's about 2 minutes, let's talk about where you're at, your hours, and your website, and if you've got anything on the agenda for curbside this weekend.
Well, we aren't doing any of the food service this weekend or next weekend. We're kind of regrouping on that. We're planning for another barbecue next month. But we are open daily, and we have been open daily. We're open daily 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sundays. We will be closed only for the day, 4th of July. Otherwise, we are open. You can give us a call during our normal working hours at 217-429-1555. You can contact us 24/7 if you would like, either at shopamerryman.com, that's shopamerryman.com. So if you want to shop at Merryman, go to shopamerryman.com. If you want to just get information about, the podcast radio shows or information about our business or other information, that's at merryman.com, merryman.com. Now, the reason we have two websites is because we don't want to be making any claims at the same time that, you know, we're selling product without disclaimers and all of that kind of stuff. So we do have the website. People ask, well, why, you know, isn't your where you sell your product, why isn't that on your regular website? Well, there's a lot of FDA regulation when you get into selling medicinal products and herbs and supplements. So that's a legal reason. So we have Shop Merry Man if you want to buy, or if you just want to see what's going on and get some great information or listen to any of the podcasts, you can go to merryman.com. Give us a call at 217-429-1555. We also have a Facebook. A lot of people, we've got thousands of people on our Facebook at Merry Man Herbs with an S. That's
Mike, I'm going to have to jump in here because we are absolutely out of time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Liz. That is Mike and Liz King from Merry Man Herb Farm, and we've got to get to a look at agribusiness news with Jeff Nally from the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. China has a long way to go to meet its promise to buy $36.5 billion worth of U.S. agriculture commodities. But U.S. Trade Representative Bob